gentlemen, brace yourselves. This is it.
3, 2, 1.
Good morning.
I had a kid.
Yeah, you did.
We had a baby.
Woo!
I gotta turn the camera on. I don't even know what I'm doing anymore. What is life?
Well, right now, it's no sleep for you.
No sleep till Brooklyn. Yeah, I don't get a lot of sleep at all. But
you
well,
have a
no,
one
I
week
get,
old.
I get a ton of sleep compared to Dawn.
That's
though.
Very true.
Dawn, she gets no sleep.
Johnny Scott's a week old today.
Johnny Scott Danger. J. Scott Danger or J. Danger. Some people call him Johnny Danger. It all depends.
Oh, man. Incredible. Welcome to Team Awesome Morning Party. Steve-O and Teo with you. Kicking it. It is Monday.
Back from the future.
You've been gone for a week and I missed you.
Yeah, how'd it
Glad
go? I didn't listen to anything last week because I was sleeping in.
Yeah, no, that's good.
As much as I could.
You had a baby. It was like, when that baby sleeps, y'all sleep.
Man, we had the best experience. Seriously. Yeah. Best experience. Let me tell everybody about it. The most important... Oh, I didn't mean to exit that. The most important thing to Dawn was getting to have the baby, like, skin to skin right after it was born, but we had to have a C-section, so we weren't sure that was going to get to happen. But then the people, the one we went to, the hospital, they were awesome.
Yeah.
And they made sure... And I got to cut the umbilical cord.
So cool.
And Dawn's mom said in Florida, if there's a C-section, the dad does not get to cut the umbilical.
Yeah.
So when I got to do that, she was like, what? That was
cool.
Good. And then... right after, it was like 2 minutes after the kid was born, it was right back on Dawn. So she was so happy.
Yeah.
Oh, no. So happy. That kid's pretty cool.
Amazing.
He cries a lot.
He had his first WrestleMania last night, so it was very important. It was a good time.
It was important.
We are happy.
I'm glad.
Happy to be here today. It is Monday. We are going to, throw down a Mad Lib this morning.
Mm-hmm.
We got some great news.
It's going to be the final Mad Lib. Last week they said it was the last one.
Well, we ran out and then it was
I'm going to do the last one.
Exactly.
That's how it is.
That's coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. You can chime in, facebook.com/mystaticradio. We got some requests. It's a Monday. What do you want to hear to get you going today? We're here for you.
What?
Facebook.com/mystaticradio or 505-338-3700. This one going out to our boy Bill. He wanted to hear some Josh Garrels. Woo! Rabbing the Bear, kicking it old school, Josh Garrels.
Yeah.
Down with that. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
That show is the broadcast equivalent of being punched in the face.
Team Awesome Morning Party. On Static Radio.
Turn on the news.
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
Good morning. It's Monday, March 30th. It's almost April.
Yes!
April Fools. And it's time for breaking news. So let's get to it. Because over in Coney Island, there is some ups and downs going on. That's my roller coaster joke. I don't know what else to say. It's early. Riders on a New York roller coaster took the long way down Sunday after Coney Island's historic cyclone got stuck in its track on opening day.
Ugh.
You know the high here is supposed to be 80 degrees today.
Really?
Yeah, or like 79. Here,
wow.
In the ABQ. So you got roller coasters starting to open up all across the country. And then here we go at Coney Island, the world-famous cyclone, and it got stuck. Luckily, no one was injured, and it happened around noon, and I guess people had to climb down one by one. Park's operation team helped each passenger down one by one, and the ride was closed for the rest of the day for repairs.
I'd be so bummed because, the very back is where you want to be on a roller coaster.
Yep.
And so you'd be the very last person.
You'd just be like, wait, oh, no. That thing was the scariest thing I ever did, 24-year-old David Zubin told AM New York of the walk down. The bricks walking down looked like it was going to break when you stepped on it. So the cyclone opened back in 1927. During Coney Island's heyday as one of the country's largest recreation areas. It's got 12 drops, 27 elevation changes. It's an old wooden ship.
Nope. There's no way.
You don't think you'd ride that? You'd ride that. That would be fun.
We were at Disneyland in January, and the new Cars ride broke down. And that wasn't even like a scary
That's
ride.
That's nothing, man. That's...
You were just stuck there forever.
That was fun.
And it was obnoxious.
You can look around, see what everybody's doing. I think that's fun stuff.
I'm just glad I didn't get stuck in a ride like It's a Small World.
Yeah.
I'd rather get stuck on this crazy, scary roller
coaster.
That's
insanity.
Than It's a Small World.
They're just looking. I've gotten stuck in It's a Small World before in Disney World. And you just look around. They quit singing after a while, and they just go, and they're still moving.
That's the worst.
And then you look over, and one of them goes, hey, you got any money? And you're like, what? He's like, yeah, we don't get paid much here. I thought you were a mechanical doll. No, man, I'm a little person, a tiny, tiny person. Walt Disney found us on an island, and he brought us all here and promised us jobs, and we've been here since 1950.
That was Willy Wonka.
1961.
Oh, man.
It's real sad.
Incredible.
It's pretty sad.
I had no idea.
Some of them work at Epcot.
Yeah.
But those are the lucky ones.
Mm.
Those are the lucky ones. Moving on. Got a story about money.
Oh, man.
Because there's a virus going around, and that virus is not saving money.
Oh.
In fact, it's called frugal fatigue.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not kidding. Look at this. Frugal fatigue. That's what the experts call it. When it comes to saving money, most Americans just aren't doing it anymore. Mm. I know about this because I'm one of them. Roughly half of Americans are saving 5% or less of their incomes, including 18% that are not saving anything. I'm part of the 18%. What's up now?
I'm part of the
I try to save money, and then inevitably the car breaks down.
Right.
And it's like, well, now we had a baby, so it's, well.
Yep.
I don't care anymore. I've given up.
Welcome to it.
I've just given up.
Welcome to it.
Only about a quarter of people are saving more than 10% of their earnings at all. So how much should you be saving? This thing called Bankrate, they recommend 15%. Between emergency savings and the ever-increasing burden of retirement savings that's on the individual nowadays, the goal should be 15% of your income. Currently, 1 in 7 people saving more than 15%. 1 in 7. That's all.
Yeah.
And you know what would help you save some money? If you had the first penny sold in the U.S.
Whoa!
The very first penny ever made. The coin, it's known as the Birch Cent. It was made in 1792.
Wow.
The first penny in America. It's 223 years old, and it just sold for $1.2 million.
Oh.
The penny. This penny was worth $1.2 million. It sold at an auction in Baltimore Thursday night. Again, it's known as the Birch Cent. It was made in 1792, months after the 1 cent denomination was first authorized by Congress. It was made in trial run for the penny, made to show the likeness of Thomas Jefferson and George Washington. The two corresponded about the coin in August of 1792. I guess we still have their letters. Today, there are only 10 of these coins in existence, as far as collectors know. But it's possible that more were made at the time.
Man.
They haven't sold this penny at auction since 1959.
That's crazy, dude.
Another coin, an 1861 half dollar made by the Confederate States of America, sold for $6,460,000. Wait, $646,000.
Okay.
$100,000. I can't read. This
that's
is
still
so
half.
Much money, I can't even read it.
Yeah, it's a penny. It's worth a penny.
That's a Confederate state penny. That
wow.
That's, who even knows why that's worth money? Man, I'll tell you what, this penny's going to be worth money one day. Yeah, right. And then it really was the original penny, $1.2 million.
Incredible.
Maybe you're looking to prolong your life.
Oh, that's right.
I've got tips for you.
Oh, what could I use for that?
Eat
prolonging
it.
Life.
Prolonging life. There's good news for those of you who wake up to a bowl of cereal every morning. I don't eat cereal much anymore.
I was just about to say, I want to eat cereal.
I ate cereal in the hospital the other day.
Did you?
They had like a snack room. It was open 24/7. Refrigerator full of all kinds of stuff.
We need to have another baby.
It was glorious. And so they had a cabinet full. When we did our walkthrough at this hospital, they had a cabinet full of cereal. a cabinet full. And so then I go in there expecting cereal, thinking, this is my chance. I'm going to get a little milk carton out of the refrigerator, and I'm going to eat some cereal. And I go in there to do that, and there were three bowls of cereal, like the little travel bowls, the little travel boxes. So I ate Honey Nut Cheerios, and I said to the nurse, I said, you guys are almost out of cereal. And she said, really? And I was like, yes, especially Honey Nut Cheerios. There's not much left of that at all, because I ate it all.
Man.
But there's good news for you who maybe wake up to a bowl of cereal every morning, especially if your go-to choice is in high fiber. You like that high fiber cereal. That's the boring cereal, if you ask me.
Mm-hmm.
The grown-up cereal. Hidden in that favorite box might be a prize better than a plastic toy. Maybe not. It might just hold the key to a longer life. I guess a study coming out of Harvard School of Public Health has been researching the impact of cereal fiber on diet for years and years, and they found that people who reported in surveys a diet rich in cereal fiber actually live longer than those who chose less well in the morning.
Man.
So if you've been looking at an excuse to eat cereal, I'm giving it to you.
That's it!
If you like the high fiber kind.
Yes.
If this said Fruity Pebbles, I would be all over it.
Is Grape Nuts a high fiber one?
Because
that's like
so.
An old person cereal, but I really like Grape Nuts.
Why do you like Grape Nuts?
Because my mom!
Because of my mom, dude!
That's all she
that's
used
gross.
To
That's gross.
That's all she... And you could never stop eating it because it's always there.
Wow.
Like, I think I ate the whole... Nope, there's more in the bottom.
So say you're going to eat those Grape Nuts. This says you have a 19% reduced risk of death.
That's cool.
Compared to those who ate the least amount of cereal fiber, which is me right now. Because I don't eat cereal. Anymore.
At all. Yeah.
Except for Honey Nut Cheerios.
I don't ever have time for cereal.
I wish, and that's the fastest thing.
Yeah.
You pour it in a bowl. I'm like making eggs. I made eggs this morning. I could have made cereal and it would have taken like 3 seconds.
You think we could just get boxes in here?
I'd be down for that.
All right. It's happening.
Do it, guys.
It's happening, people.
Send
we want to live. We want to live.
And in our final story, it's also food related.
Oh, word.
But it's a different kind of food relation.
Oh, no.
It's a relation of the rebellious sort.
Oh.
Criminals, they want donuts. It's just part of the plan. You think cops want donuts. They probably do. It's a stereotype. I could ask my buddy Matt. He would tell me.
Yeah.
He would tell me if it was real. I asked him once and he said, I can't tell you that.
Oh.
But I know he would tell me.
Yeah.
I know he would if I really asked him. Anyway, here in local news in Albuquerque, a donut shop has been hit twice.
What?
By the same rebellious thief.
Oh. Are you serious?
Yeah. Check it out.
Oh,
a
man.
Thief robbed the same donut shop twice in less than a week, taking off with the tip jar both times. Quite the rebel, this man.
I got a tip for that guy. You don't rob that store.
You don't. Why?
Well, because they're rebels.
Oh, I see. Well, anyway, this one on Wyoming Boulevard, the surveillance video shows the suspect steal the tip jar. He just takes off with it. And the assistant manager ran after him, but to no avail. Police say don't chase after a subject or a suspect. You know about it.
I do know about it.
Yep, but Payne said he felt compelled to stop the thief to protect the tips his employees need. They're still investigating. This guy hit the same donut shop. Yep. He must have a hole in his wallet.
Okay. No!
That's my donut joke.
Oh, man.
Donut, do that again, friend.
Oh, okay.
Don't do it again. Donut. Stop laughing.
That was good.
That's your breaking news for today.
It is Monday, March 30th. Coming up at the 7 o'clock hour, we will hit you with the final Mad Lib Monday.
Forever.
Forever!
And this is the real thing. This is the final one forever. You're never, ever going to get another Mad Lib out of us.
That's right. After today, we are never, ever getting back together with Mad Lib Monday.
That's true.
You can get your words in now. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Got the latest from Knives for you now. Steam Monster Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Good morning, everyone. Let's take a look at traffic in the Albuquerque area. If I can get this map pulled up. My name is Mateo, and I was gone all week. So if you tuned in and you heard a girl, that was Mitch. But I'm not... I don't think I'm a girl. The jury's out. Let's take a look at traffic. Long-term road construction, San Mateo Boulevard at San Diego Avenue Northeast. We've also got an accident and two lanes are blocked. Coors Boulevard at Glen Rio Road.
Mm.
What is Glen Rio? That's crazy.
Welcome. Welcome.
Also, road construction, roadways reduced to two lanes. I-25 between New Mexico 47 and Rio Bravo Boulevard. Watch out for that. Again, we do have an accident. Two lanes are blocked. Coors Boulevard at Glen Rio Road. That is your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number 505-338-3669. It's 505-338-3669. Coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, of course, we will have Mad Lib Monday. Mm. But I just read the story and have to share.
Okay.
Apparently, the UK is fed up.
Apparently.
Tired of kids playing Grand Theft Auto, Call of Duty, and mature-rated games.
Mm.
Some schools in the United Kingdom decided to do something about it.
Do something.
Nantwich Education Partnership.
Wait, Manwich?
Nantwich.
Oh, a little confusing.
Said that it is written to parents of kids in 16 schools. Basically, the letter states that if they don't start policing their children's video game playing and or movie watching, they're going to be getting a visit from the men and women in blue. Do they wear blue in the UK? The men and women in black.
Maybe. Men in black. Men
You're right.
in black. The police force.
Yes, thank you.
The authorities.
Yes, yes. Johnny Law.
Yeah.
Britain's Sunday Times reported the letter explains that playing such games could lead to over-sexualized behavior on the part of kids, violent behavior. So the letter states, quote, if your child is allowed to have inappropriate access to any game or associated product designated 18 plus, so I'm assuming R-rated movies, stuff like that, we are advised to contact the police and children's social care as this is deemed neglectful. They said that parents find it helpful to have some very clear guidelines, i.e. parents are stupid. Parents don't know how to do this without the book.
Parents just don't understand.
They don't. So these guidelines, of course, are great, but I mean, imagine being the parent who allows your kid to play like Call of Duty or something like that, which I do not. Jeter household, kids aren't allowed to rock that.
Yeah.
But, man, is this trying to legislate your parenting, or is this a good idea?
Ooh, I don't know.
505-338.
You got to be careful with this
3700
stuff.
Or, of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio. We got to take a quick break. It's just before 7. But coming back, we're definitely going to talk about this post-Mad Lib Monday because that's a big deal.
That is a big deal.
The school basically just told the parents that if their kids are playing video games, they're going to call the cops. So,
what do you think about it?
Yeah. Check it out. We'll post the story. Of course, coming back, Mad Lib Monday.
Yes.
That's on the way next on Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Get ready for a jolt. Ready?
Wake up!
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Wake up!
On Static Radio.
Oh, and here comes trouble.
Here comes trouble. Here comes trouble. Careful,
traffic. Hola. Let's take a look at traffic. Man, I gotta say, my microphone sounds awesome.
Huh?
Did you guys change something?
Totally.
No. Well, it sounds good. Whatever you did or didn't do, it sounds great.
It's called vacation.
There's an accident, Coors Boulevard at Glen Rio Road. Earlier, two lanes were blocked. It looks like now those lanes might have been cleared, but still a big accident, so watch out for that. Long-term road construction, San Mateo Boulevard at San Diego Avenue Northeast. And finally, road construction, the roadway is reduced to two lanes. I-25 between New Mexico 47 and Rio Bravo Boulevard. And that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus.
Mm-hmm.
They had some breakfast bagel sandwiches today.
Yes, they do.
I was pretty excited. You can give them a call, 505-338-3669, and order you up some breakfast.
That's cool.
Yeah. You can also give us a call because it's Monday.
Nice.
7:15.
Nice.
Last one, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Putting this bit to bed.
We are.
It's a sad day. No, it's not.
I said I wanted people to give Mad Lib Monday, like a Viking send-off. Yes. You know, where you put it on the floating casket thing and
you shoot
the flaming arrow, catch it on fire.
Yep. And?
Well, it's decent.
Good! Welcome to Mad Lib Monday.
Mad Lib Monday.
The phone lines are open.
That's right.
505-338-3700. That's 505-338-3700. Welcome to Mad Lib Monday.
Bless you.
You can chime in on Facebook as well. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Static!
Hey, guys.
Hey, Joelle.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Half asleep, but okay.
The first word I need is an occupation, so I am going to put nanny.
Yes, best job ever.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
But now I need an adverb from you.
Okay. Swiftly?
Okay.
What'd she say? What?
Swiftly.
Swiftly?
Yeah.
Like
tease
you
swiftly.
You can't stick me with an adverb when I'm still happy.
No, that was good. You did it.
You did it,
girl.
You did great.
You did it. Good job.
Don't even be afraid.
I'm
you
so
did
proud
great.
Of you right now.
Okay.
So proud
Thanks.
Of you.
Thank you for participating in the final Mad Lib.
There you go.
Guys, you're breaking my heart. Going down a path that can't follow.
Oh, man.
Good luck.
Right. Have a great day, nanny.
Okay, bye, guys.
All right, bye. Static.
Hi, this is Sherry from Harris.
T. Sherris.
What's up, girl?
Congratulations, Mateo.
On what?
For showing up to work today.
After
having the baby.
Amen. Wait, baby. No, that was a joke. You guys know that was a joke, right?
Stop
I just went on vacation.
Right now.
I was in Hawaii Stop doing
it.
Whatever I wanted.
Have you ever been to Hawaii?
Oh, yeah.
No, I wish I could go to Hawaii.
No,
you can
me too. I've
Sherry
never
from
been.
Harris, send me to Hawaii.
I just need an adjective. That's all I need.
Yeah.
Well, how about happy?
What about cute? Because Jay Danger is cute.
He
oh,
is cute.
No.
Cute. Yeah. Cute. Okay, cute. Hey, no, but I want to. Is this really the last Mad Lib you're going
really,
to do?
It really is.
It really is.
Why?
Really,
you're cutting out all the good really, things on your show.
That's just
all
what we
of
do.
Them?
That's what we
We're
do.
We're still here. What have we cut out? We don't even cut
well,
out.
Well, you used to do like a whole. You used to have the birthday thing
yeah.
and all
oh,
that.
Yeah.
Stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I forgot about that.
See, what happens is taste change. And. We decided, we were like, you know what? These things are great. And people love them, and we get so much feedback, let's kill them. So that's what we did. Go out on top.
So that's what we did.
All right, I don't want you to stop the things I like.
Well, it's just logic.
Maybe we won't. Maybe.
It's science.
We might keep Mad Lib Monday going. You never know.
Okay.
We won't.
All righty.
There you go. All right, thanks. Static.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Courtney.
Hi, Courtney.
Hey, Courtney.
How are you?
Fantastic. How are you?
I am good. I've been up for 2 hours, so I'm feeling pretty awake now.
Tell us about how much it sucks to wake up
I
early.
I know, right?
Because
we
it
don't.
Sucks
I have no
so
idea.
Much.
Oh man, I can't imagine.
I can't either. You've been up for 2 hours.
Whoa, you poor thing.
I know.
We've been here for 2 hours.
How are you gonna live? I can't even.
Courtney, I need a noun.
A noun, banana.
I
like that.
Okay.
All right,
amazing.
Cool.
Amazing. All right, thanks, Courtney.
Yep, bye.
All right, bye. Static.
Hey, calling in for Mad Lib Monday.
Yeah. All right, man. I need an adjective.
An adjective? Well, congratulations first on the baby, and in honor of the baby, I have one of my own.
Okay.
I'm going to go with runny.
Okay.
As in, like, runny poop?
Yeah.
Yep. Actually, it's been, like, the real tarry substance.
It's like the tar pits.
It's starting
he's only
to change.
A week old. Yeah.
Starting to change.
Okay.
That stuff is weird.
Yeah. Absolutely. Thanks for the call.
Thanks.
All right, man. 505-338-3700, the phone number.
Mm-hmm.
Just wait. It'll change. It'll
Good.
Change.
No, it's already started.
That's 338-3700, or, of course, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We got a bunch on Facebook.
Babies are crazy.
Yes, they are.
People can't prepare you for everything.
No.
Here's what I wasn't prepared for. No matter all of the advice I got, nobody told me that there's like a magical connection that you form with your kid.
Yeah.
sometimes he's eating and he forgets what he's doing and he just stops. And anybody else can come up and try to talk to him to get him going again, yeah. But I have to be the one. Walk in the room and say, hey, Johnny, start eating, you know, and start like petting his head or whatever, yeah. Like a cat, he'll start eating again. The best training I've had for being a parent was Beans the cat. I don't know what that says about my kid. He's also very furry. That's weird. He's got a tail. Is that normal?
Static.
Yo, good morning, fellas.
I think my kid is just a cat.
Stop it.
I don't think I have a human baby. I think that's a kitten.
Oh, man. Welcome.
Congrats
welcome.
There, Mr. Mateo.
Thanks.
Being a daddy.
Yes, dude. Yeah. It's pretty awesome. Yeah. He got to kick it last night, WrestleMania style.
Yeah,
he loved it. He loved every second.
Nice.
Can I have an adjective there, Jets guy?
Adjective. Let's go. Go gooey. Yeah.
Gooey.
Keeping it with the baby theme.
All right.
You know, Mateo, I used to have what you're about to experience in, I don't know, maybe a month,
yeah.
2 months. The colors that you're going to see, I used to have a truck that color.
Really?
That's funny. The very next word yeah. is color, and I was just thinking, we got to do something with that. So
baby poop green.
Tar poop green.
There you go.
All right. There you go.
That's good stuff, guys. That's good.
Later.
All right. Later, man.
Bye.
Woo! Static.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Calling into the Mad Lib.
What?
What? What did you say?
She's calling in for the Mad Lib.
Oh.
But her phone cuts out.
Did you come back?
No.
I'm here.
There you are.
Your phone's cutting out.
I need an adjective before your phone cuts out again.
Okay. Glamorous.
Glamorous.
Wow.
Thank you.
Glamorous. That was a good one.
Glamorous!
Thanks for the call.
Of course. And welcome back, Tao. And good wishes for you and Don and the baby.
Thank you.
Yeah. Awesome. 505-338-3700, the phone number. I need a part of the body.
Oh,
anything like that on Facebook?
Let me see. Actually, yes.
Oh.
Put knees to elbows. Because
okay.
Thebes looked up a CrossFit word search.
Okay.
And he posted a bunch of them. He looked up a CrossFit glossary or a crossery.
Speaking of gosh. Speaking of CrossFit, apparently the CrossFit poster boy.
Yep.
He won last night.
Seth Rollins.
Won it all.
Uh-huh.
505-338-3700, the phone number. It is Mad Lib Monday. We need your words.
Word.
I need a noun.
What about banjos?
Okay.
Yes.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Static.
Good morning.
Good morning.
May I have an article of clothing?
We really like your shoes. Can we have those?
No, what'd you say?
You like my chanclas.
Sandals.
Moses Mudwalkers.
Moses Mudwalkers.
Did you make that up? Is that your joke?
Chanclas in Spanish.
Amazing.
Good grief.
Thanks
a good day.
For the call, man.
All right, have a good day.
All right, you too. Final word. Final Mad Lib.
Man, that was fast.
Static. Hello.
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 Hey. Hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Wooly.
Where were you? How did you do this? Final word. Final Mad Lib.
Yeah. Wooly, it's you, buddy.
Wooly,
I've been trying to call back to back.
Dude, phone lines have been jammed. Apparently, people actually like this bit. So
we're going to get
so
rid
busy.
Of it.
So busy.
Yeah. Wooly, tell me you watched WrestleMania!
Okay, so I was in an airport all day or on an airplane all afternoon, and then we got delayed. So I get on an airplane at 4 o'clock just as WrestleMania starts.
No! Wooly?
Are you kidding me? Did we lose Wooly? Wooly!
No, you can hear me. Come on.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Now we can.
Okay, I don't know what's going on. So I get home, I unpack my bag, and I go on and I start watching it from the beginning because they had the replay
awesome.
Already posted, so I watched
awesome.
The entire thing.
Yes!
Awesome!
Best,
so awesome.
Best main event ever!
So good!
I love Seth Rollins. I didn't see it coming. I was such a fan.
They did really good.
I was just, oh my God, 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 oh my God
great.
Dude, it was incredible.
It was well scripted and well choreographed.
It really was.
Like, there were some good twists
there
in that
really
thing.
It really was.
Nobody saw
it really coming. Was. Well done. Kudos, WD.
Yeah.
Well done.
Super kudos.
Well done.
All right, Willie. Final word.
Final word. I love you guys. Wow.
Occupation.
Can we? I don't know. I want to be very plain and honest. I think pro wrestler should totally be it.
Yes, absolutely, it should be it.
There you go. Pro wrestler. Done. Amazing. Amazing.
Thank you, I love you guys. Have a great day.
Love you too. There you go.
Take care, fellas.
All right, you too.
Wooly, everybody.
Wooly.
Out in the CO.
See, we're used to getting Wooly calling in early.
Right away.
It's usually because Doug's screening the calls.
I know, right? Man. All right.
Miss you, Doug.
So I found this random Mad Lib book. This one you have to... Do you do a good German accent?
No.
Is this German accent? Yeah?
No.
Oh, gosh. Okay, perfect.
So we're going
to
do it.
You have to do this in a German accent because it's about Albert Einstein. Exactly.
Okay.
Perfect.
Hello. I am famous German nanny Albert Einstein. Some people say I look sweetly insane. And they are right, I do. But I am not actually happy. This is just how I like to look. If you would also like to look like this, use the makeover tips.
That was Italian.
I have outlined below. Never comb your banana.
You wrote it.
It's supposed to look like this. The more runny, the better, as I always say. It also helps if your hair is gooey shade of tar poop green. Make glamorous faces as often as possible. For example, stick out your knees to elbows in pictures. Why? Because life is fun! Do this with your eager banjo students photograph you. They will love it!
I feel like I'm doing the worst Christoph Waltz impression ever.
James. Hello, Mr. Bond. We are happy to see you.
I've heard like some French, some German, some Italian.
It's all Europe.
This is great.
I do a Euro accent. The accent of the currency.
Oh, man.
It's poor, and it's probably going to go out soon.
Oh, it's the best.
Always wear a white lab sandals. This way, you will look like a real pro wrestler.
That's it.
What book is this? Mad Scientist Mad Lib? I just found it. Oh, amazing.
Oh, gosh. I apologize to all my German friends if I have any anymore.
Thanks to everyone who called in, chimed in for Mad Lib Monday. Made it fun. Woo! It was good, man.
Gosh,
good.
All I do is give you guys more reasons to make fun of me.
Who needs CrossFit when we have you in studio, man? I got like six-pack abs going here.
Six-pack. What about five-minute abs?
Oh, what about it? Amazing.
What about?
On the way, got some Nin for you, some Sleep Wave. We're going to wake you up right now with some Project 86. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now, Static.
Don't touch that dial. Listen to
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
Let us see. Uh-oh. There's a stalled vehicle off to the side of I-25 South at Comanche. Also, the turning lane's blocked at Coors Boulevard South and Paseo. That's no fun. I don't know if it was an accident or what, but there's definitely a block. So maybe choose a different route. Also, we have long-term road construction, San Mateo Boulevard at San Diego Avenue Northeast. And finally, road construction. The roadway is reduced to two lanes, I-25 between New Mexico 47 and Rio Bravo. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvert campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome. It's Team Awesome Morning Party. Steve-O, Teo hanging out with you.
Mm-hmm.
We mentioned this earlier. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio if you'd like to chime in. But parents, Britain has adopted a new policy that soon could be making its way to the States.
Could it?
Nantwich Education Partnership wrote a letter to 16 schools in the UK stating that if parents don't start policing their children's video games and movie watching, the school and the authorities will do it for you.
Whoa.
Yeah. Britain's Sunday Times reported the letter explained playing such games could lead to over-sexualized behavior on the part of children. Here's what it quotes. If your child is allowed to have inappropriate access to any game or associated product designated 18 or over, we will contact the police and children's social care as this is deemed neglectful. No more video games, brah. Now, I wonder if they monitor, like, how many hours children play video games. Because I don't care if it's Minecraft or Tetris.
Yep.
If they're playing 12 hours a day, chances are that's pretty neglectful as well, in my opinion.
And they're probably really good at puzzles.
Yeah. Dude. The principal of Pear Tree... Gosh.
You didn't hear that until a second.
Pear Tree...
More information on puzzles coming up. Are they evil? Yes.
Oh, man. They claim that parents find it helpful to have some very clear guidelines, so they're setting them. If your kid's playing mature-rated games or watching R-rated movies, the police will be called. How would you feel if, say, the authorities showed up at your house, knocked on the door, and were like, hey, is Johnny here? Yeah, need to talk to Johnny.
Johnny Scott Danger?
Yeah.
His middle name is Danger.
Oh, I know. He's been bragging about his Call of Duty playing skills, and...
he's a braggart.
Apparently, we're going to have to...
Straight out the womb, a braggart.
Have a talk with him.
Yep.
Should schools be allowed to dictate what your children do at home? That's the question. We posted it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We got to take a break. Coming back, 8 o'clock hour. Some special guests in studio.
Yes.
And your thoughts on this topic. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. That just ends.
That ends.
Steam Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Here we go.
I'll have that party, and it'll be fun.
This is going to be a real party, isn't it?
Ain't no party like a Team Awesome Morning Party, because a Team Awesome Morning Party party don't stop.
This show is so clever.
Careful traffic.
Let's take a look at traffic really quick. We have a stalled vehicle off to the side, I-25 south at Comanche Road. That's exit 227B. Also... the turning lane is blocked at Coors Boulevard South and Paseo del Norte, and a couple of big construction sites in the city. Long-term road construction, San Mateo Boulevard at San Diego Avenue Northeast, and road construction. The roadway is reduced to two lanes, I-25, between New Mexico 47 and Rio Bravo Boulevard. There's also construction everywhere else in the city. Those are just two major ones. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch Coffee Shop, right here on the Calvary campus. Their phone number, 505-338-3669. It's 505-338-3669. Welcome. It is Team Awesome Morning Party. Steve-O, Teo with you.
Good morning.
And we have been talking about this. According to, what is it, the British Times? The Sunday Times?
Sure.
Britain's Sunday Times?
Mm-hmm.
I'm an American.
That's
I don't
what
know.
It is. Yeah, Sunday Times.
A letter sent to parents of 16 schools in the UK. Let them know that they are on watch. If your child is allowed to have inappropriate access to any game or associated product, like films, designated 18 or over, they will contact the police and children's social care because it's deemed neglectful. So we took that to Facebook, facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Should schools have the authority over your kids for what they do at home?
Should they?
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or 505-338-3700. In studio, joining us now, a resident parent and authoritarian. What? Is that even making any sense? Yeah. Mr. Thebes Neighborhood.
Actually, that would be Mateo, right?
Hey.
Oh, he's a new parent.
Yep. New parent.
We're all parents now.
New parent, apparently.
Good job, buddy.
Thanks.
Thebes, welcome!
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Why are you in Albuquerque?
Just to hang out. Actually, my wife, she came to me and said, hey, I want to go visit my sister in Colorado.
Oh, okay.
And I'm going to go with my mom, not you.
Oh.
And I'm going to take the kids.
Cool.
Okay, you know, you're going to be gone for my birthday, right?
Oh.
And so, actually, I'm going to spend my birthday in New Mexico.
Yeah.
What do you think of that? She's like, yeah, okay, go ahead. So here I am.
So here you are.
Here you are.
In New Mexico.
I like it.
And we
hanging out. When's your birthday?
It was yesterday.
You knew that, right? Did you not know that?
No.
I knew it.
I don't have Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yesterday Facebook. Was your birthday?
Yep.
Facebook is the best and worst because
it's the best mutual friend you can have.
Gosh.
It reminds you of everybody's birthday.
Yeah.
It lets you see pictures into their lives and you can know all their secrets.
I had 100
happy,
and
happy birthday.
Well, thank you. I had 120. I'm sorry. There was 119 comments saying happy birthday.
You should have tweeted him.
Oh, I had no Twitter doesn't help you there.
No,
that doesn't tell you.
You know what? I honestly never expect anybody to say happy birthday. It just there's so many people out there.
So many people. People are born every day.
Yeah. Mm. You can't remember everybody's birthday.
It's true.
I barely remember my parents' birthday.
You can remember Johnny Scott Danger's birthday.
Actually, I don't.
It's the 23rd.
I kind of want to call him Johnny Dan. Is
Johnny
that right?
Dan?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
He won't respond to you.
Johnny Dan.
You can call that. His rap name is Jay Danger.
Jay Danger.
His pen name is going to be Jay Scott Danger, because that sounds more professional. He might be Johnny Danger if he's like a stuntman. And then Johnny Scott Danger is what he'll be called when he's in trouble.
What about Scott Lott if he's like a major sports guy?
No, that's impossible.
What about Jer? You know?
Jer? Like Jer?
You know how like Christopher, people go like Topher?
Topher.
I'm like,
what's
that's Jer? Stupid.
People call me Teo.
Teo.
What's up, Teo? Hello, Gurr.
Thu. I called him Thu for the first 2 years.
There you go.
Matthew, Thu.
Ma.
Just going for it.
Max.
Just going for it. We call you Thebes.
Thebes.
Yeah, that works.
That's the first half.
You can call him Germ.
Yeah, that's the first half.
That's the first half.
Germ. Squirmy Germ.
People do call me Bod, too.
They do?
Bod.
Yeah. Okay.
Bod.
I've had it.
I like
Bod.
It.
Bod.
Thebes joining us in studio all the way from the CA. And Michael's behind you, too. Good old Harvey.
Yep, Harvey.
Making it.
Trucker. We call him Socks and Sandals.
Yep. Until he leaves them in a different state. What about that, buddy?
He's going to leave these in a different state.
You're again. A father.
Yes,
I am. You have multiple daughters.
Yes.
They're not gamers, are they?
They are not.
They are not gamers. So what do you think about this law that...
I'm sorry. They are Minecrafters now.
Oh, no.
Puzzles.
And you know what? What's really irritating?
This is basically Legos
is
on your
it
TV?
My wife?
Oh...
is now a Minecrafter.
Oh, it's like Legos on TV. I can't do it. I don't get it. My kids are the same. They love... I've had to relegate Minecraft to weekends. Like, hey, bro, Saturday a little, and Sunday maybe a little, because this is ridiculous. Yeah. You want to build things, you've got a gajillion Legos under your bed.
Yeah.
Build away. Build away.
Yeah. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
I've not gotten into Minecraft. I just don't... I don't have the time to do it.
Yeah.
I know you guys make time to do video games and stuff, but man, I can't get into it.
Right. Yeah.
I'm an adult.
I don't like video games. I like watching people play
video
games.
This guy at all. Yeah.
I'm not good at
it. You don't like it playing video games?
No.
Well, you're at the gym all the time.
I think that's true. I think the only video games I'll play is if I get, because now Nintendo's going to make them for your phone. So I'll probably play those games.
Yeah. Nintendo just announced that they're going to be rocking those.
I could do that. Like old school Mario on my phone. I'd play that.
But Nintendo's different than, this story. If you're just joining us, in the UK, the school system is basically trying to tell you how to raise your kids.
Mm-hmm.
Parents, if your kids play, Call of Duty, Grand Theft Auto, you're going to get the cops called on you for negligence. I used to work at a video game store. I ran a GameStop.
Right.
And I vividly remember telling parents regularly, hey, this is an M-rated game. You really need to be 18. There's crazy themes in this game. Language, violence, sex, blah, 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 blah. And it's like, yeah, no, I know. But you still want to buy this for your 9-year-old? Yeah. And there's really nothing you can do about it if the parent says, no, I want to buy this. So more often than not, the parents would just go, yeah, okay.
It sounds, though, like it's like a Legos thing for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm buying this set for my daughter, who's 6 months old. Right. Mm-hmm. But it says right. from, you know, 9 to 99
right.
on here. So, yeah, I'm buying it and putting it on the shelf because they're going to go out of date, you know, and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And so maybe it's one of those things.
Maybe. Oh, where they're playing it themselves and
they're
like...
They're playing it.
Yeah.
They're buying like it
saying,
for themselves.
No, yeah, it's for my
excuse.
Kid. Yeah, exactly. It's totally for my kid. Yeah, exactly. Maybe. My sons wanted to play Call of Duty so badly because they have so many classmates that play and talk about it all the time. Right, it's like, right. Well, that's great for them. I care about you.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Mm. I care about you.
Do you tell them to tell their parents?
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah.
That's going to backfire.
It's going to backfire real quick. But we really monitor what our kids do.
Well, and that's anyways, one of the points of this article. It says, yeah. Is it right to single out video games when so many aspects of kids' lives might also be vulnerable? Is this based on any real information? Because this makes the point. It's like the internet's just as menacing as any
right.
video game. So how are you just going to police video games and then... have them willy-nilly on the internet.
See, and oppositely, I'd say, well, yeah, no, we should be policing everything.
Yeah.
We should be policing their internet intake. We should be policing the movies they watch. We should be policing the video games they play. So, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio, what do you think?
Steven agrees.
Yeah?
He says, absolutely not. However, some parents need to get their heads out of their beep and do a much better job of being a parent and stop trying to be friends with their children.
Wow, all right. Tell us how you really feel,
he's
man.
Being blunt.
He was going for it.
Yeah, David says, first time I played Black Ops 2, I saw someone get brutally stabbed in the face within 5 minutes. Pretty graphic.
Yeah.
I was pretty shocked that this is what those 7-year-olds calling me a noob were playing. Grand Theft Auto is probably way worse.
Yeah.
And then Joel the Nanny says, I don't think that school should dictate this. That's what parents are there for. I grew up playing video games with my brothers, and my mom would check to make sure the games were decent. I was taught to be wise with what I put in front of me. I think if a parent isn't concerned with what their child is doing, that shows that the parent really doesn't care. I had more of a sheltered childhood, but I'm okay with that because I was kept from things that could have harmed me in the long run. Step up, parents. Care about your kids.
Yeah, dude. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or 505-338-3700. Static!
Hi, this is Sherry from Paris.
Hi,
I have an opinion on this.
Okay.
Oh. Well, I've been a teacher for many, many, many years. And the school that I now run, we do put some control in this because the parents give us their kids and say we want a product, you know?
Yeah.
And if we don't put some control in the whole life, we can't do what the parent wants. So,
yeah.
You know, it's sort of like you can say, you know, like that other school that put the rule in, well, they want to be able to help the kids. And if the kids come all, whatever, affected by the stuff they're doing, they can't do what they're supposed to do, what their job is.
Yeah. Great comment. Thanks for the call.
Okay, bye.
Bye, right. Sherry.
505-338-3700, the phone number. We posted the story on Facebook. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Get your thoughts and tell us what you think. Steam Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Let the broadcasting of the disturbed continue.
Time for more from Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Enjoy the show.
Hello. Let's take a quick look at traffic here. I have refreshed the map. There's an accident and 3 lanes are blocked, I-40 East at 12th Street. That's a pretty big one, so watch out for that. I'm sure traffic to the west of that accident will get pretty stacked. Also, there's a stalled vehicle off to the side, I-25 South at Comanche Road. We've got construction, San Mateo Boulevard at San Diego Avenue Northeast. That's long-term construction. And we've got road construction reducing the road to 2 lanes, I-25 between New Mexico 47 and Rio Bravo. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. It's 505-338-3669. 6-9 and welcoming into the show. A true American.
True American man.
Thebes.
What happened to the Mr. Rogers theme music?
That was because you were your dad and we were like talking about parent stuff.
Okay.
Every time it's going to be different, man.
Okay. That
works.
Just
got to roll with
it. It works out.
Speaking of being a parent, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We're talking about this. School system in the UK is cracking down on kids under the age of 18 playing inappropriate video games.
Ooh.
So the question was asked, should schools have that authority over what your children do at home? Should they be allowed to dictate what they do? Got a lot of comments. People chiming in.
Yeah, Rochelle says, frankly, I'm amazed you don't have to get a license to become a parent. You don't have to prove you have an ounce of common sense or compassion.
It's going
to
happen.
She says maybe there should be a test. And, or that you can survive on 2 hours of sleep per night.
I was going to say, but here's the thing, man. As a parent, I mean, you got a brand new baby boy.
Yeah.
Thebes, you know.
Oh, yeah.
We're in the...
Three girls.
We're in the three timers club, okay?
So far.
Here's the thing. Were you prepared when Hannah showed up? Like, would you say, like, oh, no, dude, I was a parent. I was ready. I was totally ready.
I was more prepared for being a parent than I was being a...
husband?
Spouse. Yeah. To a mom. So...
Yeah.
Enough said.
Yeah.
Did that go out on air? Did you dump that?
Yeah, no.
Dumped it.
I don't know if... If she's listening. I didn't tell her I was coming in. So.
She's hanging with her parents,
show,
man.
It's okay.
So she's not listening. She's hanging with her parents.
Okay, so as a parent, I just know that I wasn't ready for anything.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah.
Ever, ever, ever. And all the
and you
books
still aren't.
I read a ton of books, and everybody had their advice.
Yep.
Like, hey, this. You gotta this, or it's like, they, oh, all you got to do is this. And I wasn't, yeah.
I like Jim Gaffigan's his bit on
everything.
It when, well, yeah, of course, especially bacon, but whatever. He said about you know, somebody asked what it's like to have a you know, four kids, and
yeah.
they said, well, think about being in a pool and you're drowning, and then somebody throws you a baby.
Right.
That's pretty much parenthood right there. So.
Yeah, it's pretty insane. So I wouldn't trade it for anything in the world, but I agree.
Absolutely.
It's insane. You're never prepared. So if they give you a test, I feel like most people would just fail it.
It's one of those things too. When you try to explain it to somebody, unless you experience it, and this goes for a lot of things. This
yeah.
goes for marriage. This goes for,
yeah.
Well, you know, let's go there. It goes for kids and, yeah. and all kinds of stuff. Unless you experience it, it's not going. You're not going to know it.
Yeah.
Meeting the right person, meeting the right, like your spouse.
Yeah.
You know that you know. And when somebody says, I think it's the right one. I think this is the one. Well, no. If you think it is, then it's wrong.
Right.
Okay. You know it is.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the, you know, that you've experienced it. And so Mateo here is just like, now he's experienced
Welcome to
it.
The club.
What are you guys talking about?
Babies.
Oh.
Life.
I tuned out.
Experience.
Well, of course.
How do you take the baby back if you wanted a girl?
Did you keep the receipt?
Yes.
Oh, if you had
they
the receipt.
They gave me a receipt at the hospital.
They have
sure
exchanges?
Did.
Exchanges?
Yeah, yeah, I'll bet.
Oh. Oh, man, check this out. So our doctor.
I've got three that you can pick from.
Oh,
he
man.
Said he, when did he have his kid? I can't remember when he said. I want to say it was the early 80s or late, somewhere in the 80s.
Okay.
So
a while
he's
ago.
Retired, huh?
No, he was not. But anyway, when they had their baby, he had to pay for the baby before, like he had to pay for the whole thing before he left.
Right.
And they were in there for a few days, all the procedure, everything, 700 and something bucks. That's how much everything cost.
Are you serious?
When he had his kid. He was just telling us about it. I was like, if you get on the elevator, they charge you $700.
Right.
Elevator use. $700.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, the whole shebang for him was seven. It might have been
That's
the late
incredible.
70s. Yeah, but it was $700.
Praise the Lord that we have insurance.
Yeah.
Because, man.
That's not a racket.
Even still with your insurance,
oh,
though,
yeah.
it still should be up there.
Yeah, our deductible was, for mine, I remember going, all right. We got this. We got like 8 more months to just start saving money.
Yep. Exactly.
We save about $120 a month for the next 8 months. We should be able to afford this.
I just so. Say, okay, we got tax return. So.
tax return.
That will cover it.
There you go. Tax return. So you just need a, hey, if you're going to be a new parent, you just hope for April, all right? Hope for an April
well,
baby.
One thing that I didn't read a lot of books. I didn't read any books.
Yeah.
So that was probably, because the number one piece of advice I got was, books are helpful, but they don't really tell you anything. That's that seemed to be not necessarily the actual advice, but that was the sentiment that I got from everyone. It's like, you can read as many books as you want, and they won't prepare you a lick. But also, at the same time, it's you're never ready.
No.
So you can't wait until... It's just like when you get married. You can't wait until you're financially secure. I mean, you can, but you'll wait forever.
We need to tell Socks and Sandals this here.
So. Hey. Yeah. You listen, Brony.
You listen. Hopefully.
So anyway, I didn't, you know, I didn't do all that stuff, but then I've found, I don't know, you gather a lot of advice just from watching people.
Yeah.
And it really, like what we're talking about now, we're talking about this school over in the UK that's going to start policing the video games and the movies that the kids watch at home.
That's interesting.
Parents could get charged with child negligence if they're not careful.
Yeah.
But it really just speaks to the whole thing to, like, you have to be involved in your kid's life.
Yeah.
I'm learning that now because I have to be in the room sometimes. Just be in the room for the kid to eat. Right. I'm not even doing anything. I'm just sitting down. I'm just sitting there. Welcome. And then if I leave, he goes, ah! I'm not doing anything.
It's the
anything.
Weirdest baby cry. That's how he cries. Like, yeah, most babies, like,
he sounds like those goats. Those goats. Yeah. Ah!
So did anybody tell you that you're not supposed to breastfeed him?
No. No. We tried that, both nipples, and it didn't work out.
Okay. Did he get hair in his...
Yes.
Gosh, amazing. It is Monday morning, just before 9 o'clock. We got to take a quick break. Now, you coming back, we got to talk about this because our boy Thebes and Harvey, you guys are here from the Californias.
Yep.
And you've already had adventures in the land of enchantment.
Yeah, we got here Saturday morning. We drove straight through. Kind of off and on. It's not real bad, but...
Right. With grown-ups, it's not bad. With children, it's horrific.
With children, it would have taken me until next year.
Yeah.
So,
it's dreadful.
So, yeah, it's been kind of nice.
Yeah.
It's kind of nice. So, yeah. We've got some stuff. But, yeah, if you want to talk about that afterwards...
All right.
We'll go from there.
We'll take a quick break. Coming back, we're going to talk about your adventures in Moriarty. That in and of itself is an adventure, so I can't wait.
That's
on the way. On the way next, also got some music from Andrew Bell, as well as the Red Jumpsuit Apparatus. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Good morning.
Good morning to you there.
Okay, up and at 'em.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Stay away from them.
Static Radio.
Man, I just looked over and thought I saw Doug, and it was Daniel. I'm so disappointed.
DJ Boss Man Dan in the other
room. Gosh,
that was sadness.
That was disappointing. Yeah, turn that up. Can you hear me? I thought you were Doug, and I got so disappointed. But now I'm more excited because you're my boss, so stoked. Nah, that's cool. All right, let's take a look at traffic.
Growing.
Accident, two lanes are blocked. I-40 East at 12th Street, so watch out for that. And traffic to the west of that accident is down to about 12 miles an hour.
Ugh.
So from the ramp from Coors all the way into the accident, which is at 12th Street, you're down to about 10 miles an hour. Watch out for that. Choose an alternative route if you can. Also, there's a stalled vehicle off to the side, I-25 South at Comanche Road. We got construction all over the city, so watch out for that. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Want to remind you.
What?
Coming up this Thursday, 9 a.m., Theology Thursday. Phoenix is amped.
He is amped.
We will have John C. Lennox on the phone from the U.K., professor over at the University of Oxford, mathematician, theologian.
Woo.
Inventor of operating system.
Incredible dude. Incredible dude.
Yes.
Yes.
Did you guys know that Coon-matic the rap addict, his daughter's name is Lennox?
Really?
Mm-hmm. We all tried to stop him, but we couldn't.
You couldn't stop him. It's okay. Cool names abound. Cool names abound. That's this Thursday, 9 a.m. with, master theologian, John C. Lennox.
Oh, that reminds me.
Yeah.
DJ Bossman Dan owes me money.
What?
Because he made a bet with me. He was like, there's no way that Don will let you name that kid Danger.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know what the funny thing is?
What?
2 years later, Joey still owes me $20 because he bet me $20 Chrissy wouldn't let me name him Brody.
Oh, Brody.
I'm so glad you said that. I need to call him back and be like, bro, you owe me $20.
But here's what you underestimated, Daniel. It's called the power of Percocet. You can get people to do anything.
Amazing. Joining us in studio, our boy Thebes from California.
Yep, that's me.
Harvey's in the back, and he just doesn't say much of anything.
He doesn't. He likes to post online. Back. So.
That's cool.
He's kicking it.
You do. You're one of our most faithful social media cats.
Yeah, this is true.
Yeah.
This is true. He's not even speaking in the background. He's just nodding.
Like, he put a thumbs up for a like.
Yeah.
Thanks, bud.
Dude, so you guys in town for the week hanging out?
Yep.
Took a road trip from California and...
And then another road trip to Moriarty.
Yes. Why was the first question I had?
Why Moriarty?
Yeah.
We actually went to TJ's, a longtime listener and a friend of ours. He invited us out to his church.
Okay.
So we went out to his church.
Rocked it out there?
Yeah, it was very cool.
You guys rocked like dual duty on Sunday.
We went to the 8 o'clock thing. We had to see Stephen Christian sing really high-pitched lyrics.
At 8 a.m.?
Yeah, at 8 a.m. It's funny. We went into Solomon's porch, and he was standing right there. I was like, hey. And shook hands with him real quick, and he's like, oh, yeah, you guys came in last night. I was like, I guess we did. But no joke, we drove all the way out here nonstop.
Right.
And just to get into the stuff that we did this weekend, we got in here. We drove straight up to... Bill, and he was chasing a balloon. So we went straight up there and started chasing a balloon.
Wow.
And we got out and we helped pull this balloon down. And we're like dead tired, right?
It's
I don't know, it's 8:30 in the morning or something like that. And
so you guys trekked it overnight?
Yeah.
Oh,
we left at 3 o'clock on Friday, I think. No, it was like 4 o'clock Friday afternoon, and then got here at 8 o'clock in the morning. So
what were you guys doing?
Driving?
That's crazy.
I slept a little bit. He got to drive a little bit.
I can't
bit. He didn't
do
sleep.
That.
Oh. He's a truck driver, so
it
that
works makes
out
sense.
He knows about it. He knows the journey.
Yeah, so we got to do that, and then yesterday after church, we went out. Actually, my it worked out very nicely that my wife and the kids and my mother-in-law, they got to meet us up in Moriarty.
Cool.
TJ's house, and they did hamburgers and stuff like that. Really cool. TJ's little boy, Gideon.
Yeah.
Just turned 3.
Nice.
Super cute kid. He was taking us all around. It's kind of weird because he grabbed both of our hands, Harvey's and my hand, and taking us around. And, we're big guys, so we can't, like... go side by side through a door or something like that.
Right.
He's trying to do that. So my girls got to play with him, and
that's
and
cool.
They've got this little like tractor that goes around, like this little Tonka tractor. I don't know. They get to. I'm sure I'm going to have to buy one. Well,
of
I'm going to have to buy 3 of them now.
Yeah.
But whatever.
Yeah.
Afterwards we went out shooting,
like
guns
in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah. Yeah, out in the middle of this. It was like on this farm.
They
knew the people.
It's Moriarty.
Yeah. And man, there's a lot of land out there.
Yeah.
What in the world is this?
A lot of nothing.
Anyway, we'll talk about that later. So we go out shooting, and we just... There was a shotgun. You guys know what skeet shooting is?
Yeah.
Mississippi people know what skeet shooting is.
Yep.
It's clay pigeon shooting.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. And so we took out a... one of these double launchers and stuff like that, and
you guys went fancy.
It was a multi shell gun. Right?
Okay,
and so we're sitting there, and I'm not sure that Mike has ever shot a shotgun. Is this or Harvey has ever shot one? No, he's not. Yeah, first time
shooting. First time for
everything. But he's shot guns before, right? But not shotguns.
Okay.
So we're shooting, and he's shooting, and he's like, "Oh man, am I out?" And this is like the second or third time he's gone through the rounds, and he looks down, and then he just pulls the trigger to make sure that it's out.
Wow!
And we're like, "Oh man!"
That's
and he
not
looks
how
up,
you
and he's
check.
Like, "Hey, there's another one in there."
Oh, gosh!
I mean, it was and that's the real reason that you never point it towards somebody or anything.
Right.
So, but it was one of those things that we're like,
Michael!
Oh man.
Yeah.
Anyway,
blew a hole in the ground.
It was good. No, he was, It was down a little ways. There's tons of space out there.
That's
so it
true.
Wasn't like,
that's great. True.
That's
welcome
great.
To Moriarty.
Yeah, but it's actually a really nice town. I'm really impressed with it. Very windy. Like, we were just sitting there in the back in his backyard, and some gust of wind came through, and we're like, dude, is this a tornado or something?
You guys are used to California.
Yeah. It's windy there, but it's like the whole day it's windy.
Yeah.
Or a couple of days it's windy or something like that. Or very still, but this one, we're just sitting there, and like half the fence went up, you know, like,
right.
And then came down. Like,
that was just the wave. It was just doing the wave.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And then it stopped, and it was fine the whole, the rest of the day. I'm like, and then he started talking about I don't even know. Do you know what this haboob? Haboob? Or
haboob? Oh, yeah.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah, like a dirt.
A big dirt wall.
Yeah.
What the heck is this?
Yeah. Welcome. Like, welcome.
It's like the mummy.
Yeah. It absolutely is. New Mexico's like the only place where you can get all four seasons in an afternoon. So
also, you can meet Brendan Fraser just hanging out in giant dirt walls. He flies around with him. He's like, hey guys, where'd my career go?
That it went to Moriarty. That's
And speaking of Moriarty, we got a request from TJ.
Of course.
So of course we're gonna have to play it.
Yeah.
Gonna have to play it. On the way, we got some Unifier. We got some Coldplay for you. This one going out to our boy Tej. Yeah. If you don't know him, I'm sure you can catch up with him tomorrow for New Music Tuesday because he's always trolling.
Yeah.
That is how he does.
Troll. Yes. Troll rank right. Strong.
Yes. It's 21 Pilots holding on to you on Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Who's ready for some more Team Awesome Morning Party?
Anyone?
Anyone? Anyone?
Come on, don't be shy.
Well, tough, we're giving you more anyway.
Bingo, man, bingo!
Static Radio.
Hola, everyone. Give you a little update on the traffic situation. There's a stalled vehicle off to the side of I-25 South at Comanche. That's exit 227. We've also got a stalled vehicle off to the side, I-40 East at Carlisle, so watch out for that. We've got road construction, San Mateo Boulevard South between Montgomery Boulevard Northeast and McLeod, as well as some long-term road construction, San Mateo Boulevard at San Diego Avenue Northeast. And finally, road construction, the roadways reduced to two lanes, I-25 between New Mexico 47 and Rio Bravo Boulevard. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, on the Calvert campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. It's 505-338-3669. Good morning.
Good morning.
You know, Albuquerque, finally stepping up our game in the way of football.
Yeah?
Speaking of stepping up our game, we've stepped up our guests. Thebes in studio with us today.
Booyah.
It's been fun.
Hey.
Harvey's in the background. He refuses to talk.
He does.
The Duke City Gladiators. We got a new team, guys, and as luck would have it, we've got tickets.
What do they play?
Tingley Coliseum.
No. What do they play? Duke City Dukes?
They play football.
I'm not from here.
They're a professional indoor football team.
Football.
Professional indoor football.
See, that's how I feel. I feel like that's just dumb.
Yeah.
Is that me? It reminds me of the XFL. You guys remember XFL?
Same thing, right? It's the same thing?
That lasted for about a month.
KISS has a team?
Yep,
is that right?
Yep.
Because that's professional.
Well, KISS speaking of it being professional, the Duke City Gladiators had their home opener. And it was definitely not what the fans were expecting. A huge brawl broke out.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
Not in the stands, though.
No.
Between the Gladiators and their opponent, an all-star team from Mexico, right before halftime.
So New Mexico versus Old Mexico?
Yeah, dude.
Battle of the century.
Original Mexico took on Shiny Mexico. And
New
obviously,
Mexico.
Football being an emotional sport, you know. Three Mexico players got kicked out. Fans were left waiting as teams headed to the locker room. And they announced there'd be a second half.
Mm.
Fans sat there for about an hour.
Yeah.
Waiting.
Are these X-rated players?
I have no idea.
Or ex-Raider fans. No, Raider fans. Man. That's what it is.
Raider fans.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Albuquerque's team, man. The Duke City Gladiators.
Yeah.
I guess what happened was this crazy fight broke out between the Gladiators and their opponent, this team from Mexico. And both teams said they were ready to continue, but the referees felt it was unsafe and refused to go out for a second half. So we got some tickets to give away.
Oh, my gosh. Please, can we really give away
tickets?
We're
going to do that for Quality Tam Tuesday mañana.
Hopefully, there'll still be a sports team.
Yeah. Fans were saying they would love to see a full game maybe next time.
Maybe next time we just play a full game. What do you think, guys?
Yeah.
Isn't there a prerequisite? You have to be a concealed carry?
Yeah, okay.
Concealed carry permit.
The general manager of the Duke City Gladiators said they're talking about the possibility of giving some freebies, give some extra throwouts, keep encouraging people to come back. Overall, said they're not worried about seeing a decrease in fans. The city's been incredibly supportive.
Good.
So they're very excited. So hopefully it goes better next time. I will say this. The Gladiators were manhandling the All-Star Mexico team, so looks like we got a team. A good team. And they were fighting for their rights to play.
And then they literally fought.
Yeah.
Because they got mad at Old Mexico.
Old Mexico. Original, good old original Mexico. So, Duke City Gladiators, that's right. We will have tickets to give away for that tomorrow for Quality Tam Tuesday.
That's fun. That's fun
stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know, just safe for the whole family.
Mmm.
Quality. 18 and over.
18 and over. Plus. Safe for the whole family.
Man.
Dun, dun, dun.
Speaking of safe for the whole family, we posted an article. Get there. You can talk
we
about
did.
It throughout the day. Get your thoughts in as we prepare to exit. But video games. There are schools now in the UK that are trying to dictate what video games your children can play at home. Saying if your kids play mature-rated video games or watch R-rated movies, you will have the authorities called on you for child endangerment, neglect.
I'll tell you who needs to have the authorities called, and that's Bill Peterson.
Bill Peterson!
And here's why, because he wins the award for best... He wins winner of the internet today. Congratulations, Bill.
Congratulations.
That was excellent.
Yes.
If you don't know what we're talking about, please go to our Facebook.
That's right, facebook.com/mystaticradio. We posted the article. You can chime in with your thoughts and comments about video games and, how often your kids should be playing them, whether they should be playing them. Bill took a strong stand.
He did. And then Jared took a strong stand right back.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
That's right.
There you go. So you That's can right. get there. Check it out. Thebes, Harvey, you guys are amazing.
Thank you, guys.
As you are.
Thanks for coming in and hanging out with us. Yeah. Going to be here this week checking out the Land of Enchantment.
Yes, we're looking at purchasing land in Moriarty.
Nice.
Good. I bet you can get it for about $1.50 an acre.
That's way too much.
Way too much.
Incredible. If you missed any part of Team Awesome Morning Party, catch the podcast, mystaticradio.com/mornings. It'll be available for free in its entirety.
Mm-hmm.
Until mañana, New Music Tuesday, Quality Tam Tuesday, Duke City Gladiators tickets to give away. And conceal carry classes so that you can attend.
That'll be fun.
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Goodbye.
Static.